Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Today, I want you to fire every single one of the employees in your restaurant. That's right. I want you to fire every single one of the employees in your restaurant. If you folks don't know who I am, my name is Ryan Bromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And like I said a couple of times, that's right, I want you to fire every single one of the employees in your restaurant. But what I really mean is I want you to rehire them. So go ahead, have the fun, call them into your office, say you're fired. And then the next sentence is, but actually, I just want to rehire you. I still want you to work here, but we're going to go through a process again. And the reason I do this exercise with a lot of my clients, and it's shocking when I tell them that, and we kind of do it. We don't necessarily fire them all, but we definitely re-onboard or rehire all of the employees in the restaurant. Because once you make the decision that you're going to run a business, not a restaurant, once you make a decision that you're going to operate based on systems and processes, and not on micromanaging your employees, the most important asset, the most important thing you can do is train your employees better or hire better employees or onboard your employees better. You need a great staff. And your staff right now is great. That's the thing. I've done it before. I said all my staff are idiots, but they weren't idiots. It was me who was the idiot. I wasn't operating the restaurant properly. I didn't have the right systems in place. And again, when you make that decision to put the systems in place and the processes in place, we got to get your employees on board on that. And the best way to do that is to basically take all of your current employees, fire them, and rehire them following this five-step system that I'm going to share with you right now. Because for your new employees coming in, it's easy, right? You take them through this new process that you've created. But if you have old employees who are following the old rules or haven't 100% gotten on board with the new rules and haven't been through the new hiring procedures, and then you bring in new employees, right? It's like putting one drop of cyanide into a perfectly clean pool. Now the entire pool is contaminated. You're going to contaminate your new employees with old thinking. So we got to cut it off and start over. I want to share with you the five steps that I use for rehiring or hiring any new employee in your restaurant. So step one is a proper interview. We got to interview them again. So we have to take your existing employees and literally interview them again. I have a very specific format that I use for interviewing. I have some very specific questions. But honestly, right now, that's not that important. What's most important is that you re-interview them. You've learned a lot since you hired some of these employees. But you've also forgotten a lot about your specific employees. So find out what makes them tick. Find out what their challenges were in previous jobs. Find out what they're looking forward to the most about being rehired in your restaurant. Right? It's important to know all those things. So whatever your interview process is, take them through it one more time. The second step is ensure that you have all the right paperwork on file. A lot of times in the restaurants, it gets busy and we slip on some of the paperwork. And it's important to make sure that's updated. So make sure you have all of the right paperwork on file, whatever country you're in, whatever state you're in, whatever that is to you. But now's a good chance to just make sure you got it all on file and it's all proper. The next step is the onboarding, and this to me is the absolute most important thing you can do with a new employee, because the first two are kind of obvious, right? We pretty much do that every time we hire an employee, but the onboarding process is a very particular process, and there couldn't be a more important 2, 3, or 4 hours in your employee's journey with you than how you onboard them. If your idea of onboarding an employee is, hey, welcome to your first day of work. I'm a little bit busy right now because there's some things going on, but Steve over there is going to take really good care of you. Here's your apron, get to work. It's no wonder our employees aren't the model employees that we expected them to be. We didn't take them through a model onboarding process. So a great onboarding process includes you, the owner or the influencer, the most visionary person in the company, sharing that vision with them. You can't share vision from five steps down the ladder. Your line employee who's training your new line cook isn't going to share your vision with your passion. It has to come from you. So you have to share the vision. You also have to share your mission. Why are you doing this? Is it to help the community? Is it to change the way that we look at food? Is it for selfish reasons? Whatever they are, but what's your mission? What gets you up every day? Is it your family? Whatever it is, what's your mission? What gets you up every day? Share that with them. Your core values, those are crucially important. I wish I knew the core values of the gentleman that I went into business with about 5 years ago, because his core values and my core values were very, very different. I've made every mistake in the book, and I don't want you to make the same mistakes I've made. But if I knew his core values, I would have never gone into business with him. So share your core values. Find out their core values. Make sure they're aligned. And if they're not, discuss that now rather than it coming up a year later. Do you even have your core values documented? Well, all this stuff you probably don't have documented, but you need to get this stuff documented. And then part of that onboarding process is job descriptions, duties, and responsibilities. This is the time that you share with them what their job duties are, what their responsibilities are, and you go through it line item by line item, and then they sign it and put it into the file. So that way they can never say, well, I didn't know that that was my job, or no one ever told me that was my job, or I wasn't supposed to do that. And then step four is to supply a path to promotion. Now, some businesses have better path to promotions than others, but even your small restaurant needs to have a path to promotion. That means your employees who are coming in at the bottom need to know how it is that they go from being a dishwasher to a line cook, or how they go from being a line cook to a manager. Because otherwise, they're just going to keep asking you for raises. But if you don't have it clearly defined that in order to be a cook one, you have to know all of these skills and have passed this test and shown 100% accuracy on XYZ for 6 months straight, well, then when they come to you for a raise, you can say to them, say, okay, I'm interested in giving you a raise, and here's what we need to do over the next 6 months. Or they already know what that is, but you have to have each job position and pay rate has to be determined by a set of criteria so they know how to get promoted. Now, if one of your best cooks wants to become a kitchen manager, obviously a position has to be available for that, but what does that mean? We don't just give them the position because it's available. Well, you might be, but I don't suggest that. So what do they have to exemplify? What skills and knowledge do they have to become a kitchen manager? So then when that position's available, if they don't get it, they're not blaming you because you didn't hire them. They knew what they needed to do, and they chose to do it or not to do it. Hopefully, you help them along that journey. And then the last part is to retrain and document their training. I follow a system, and the link will be below this video for you, called Why Do, How Do, I Do, We Do, You Do. It's a 5-step system. Again, you can watch that. But take your employees for everything that they're trained on through that 5-step system or whatever your training system is. But they have to go through a training system, and it has to be documented. I really hope that you enjoyed this video. It was a pleasure bringing it to you this week, and I look forward to seeing you next week with a new training topic for operating a better restaurant with more money, more freedom, and more joy. Have a wonderful day. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode? Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.